Chatham Kent's Country CFCO. Good morning, it's Dave and Cheryl, and we're joined this morning by Chatham Kent's Medical Officer of Health, Dr. David Colby. Good morning, Dr. Colby. Thank you for joining us.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
So what is the latest update for Chatham Kent? Where do we stand in terms of cases that have so far been diagnosed and any other update you might have?
Well, we have two confirmed cases in Chatham Kent, and we, of course, have no deaths. There's only 5 deaths in the province of Ontario, and we have about 424 cases confirmed in Ontario right now. 1,469 confirmed in Canada as of this morning. We're kind of bracing for new cases right now because of people returning from spring break. And so far in Canada, 92% of cases have been definitively linked to foreign travel acquisition.
And I know, too, the testing center just opened in Chatham-Kent last Thursday. So how was the first couple of days at the testing center?
The testing center has apparently been operating very, very well, very efficiently. There haven't been long lineups. People are respecting the social distance that we're asking people to keep there. And I would say everything has been working fine there.
So for somebody that might be coming back or even just in the area that may be feeling like, okay, I don't know if this is a cold, a flu, or COVID, what are the steps before going to the testing center?
Before I answer that, I really think we need to emphasize to your listeners that if you have returned from travel outside of Canada, you must self-isolate for 14 days. This applies to everyone. So you have to self-isolate. And then if you become sick with a respiratory infection, and the symptoms of COVID-19 are fever, and then it starts with a sore throat and dry cough. So that's really what we're looking at. Mostly runny nose is not associated with COVID-19. That's more of a standard cold, which we all have to remember we still get at this time of year. Respiratory tract infections of other sorts have not gone away. But back to self-isolation. So if you become ill and you're not too ill, stay home and call telehealth or the health unit of Chatham, the Chatham Kent Public Health Unit, for more information on that. And we have a wonderful website, which is ckphu.ca. So it's wonderful. But anyway, if you're not really ill, home is the place for you. We really need to emphasize that to avoid communicating this virus as much as possible. If you need medical attention because you're short of breath, or you can't drink or something like that, then you call ahead to the emergency room or the assessment center, depending on how critical you are, and get assessed. So we want people to call ahead before they just show up.
Okay, so don't go straight to the assessment center. Give the health unit a call or telehealth a call, and they'll tell you what to do from there. Okay, so you were talking a little bit about self-isolating. So if people have come back from vacation, they have to self-isolate for 14 days. What is included in self-isolation? What is sort of the definition of it?
Basically, stay home. Do not use public transportation, taxis, or ride shares. Don't go to school or to work or go to any public places. Anyway, we have criteria about when it's okay to leave your house, and we prefer that you discuss that with someone. That might vary depending on the living circumstances, because we don't want people going through public areas in order to go outside. But if you live in a private house, there's nothing wrong with going out into your backyard and enjoying a little bit of fresh air. You must limit the number of visitors in your home, getting your groceries delivered or brought by friends, and remember that shortly before the symptomatic period, you could transmit this to some vulnerable person. So we recommend that, someone on self-isolation has their own room, their own bathroom if possible, a separate room away from others, and make sure that any shared living space has really good fresh air supply. And we need everybody to keep at least 2 meters away, and those that are on self-isolation should wear a mask to cover their nose and mouth, and when they're in the same room with people.
Now, for those people that are wearing, say they have a mask at home and they think, oh, well, I can, you know, go for a walk or take the dog for a walk, is that discouraged?
It really depends on the circumstances. It's just imperative to avoid crowds. And so a solitary walk is probably okay, as long as you're not in contact with people. But we've got to have people using common sense here. The whole idea is to keep away from other people. And if you can't be sure of that, if they're, if you have to go through an area that that is crowded, that's not isolating. We really need people to self-isolate in a responsible way.
Once again, we are joined by Dr. David Colby, Chatham Kent's Medical Officer of Health this morning. Are you able to share with us how many COVID-19 tests have been done in Chatham Kent?
I don't know the exact number, and I apologize for not having that number. My job is to deal with positive cases and to keep more people from getting infected. And your best bet for that would be the hospital, and to ask the Chatham Kent Health Alliance that question.
Okay. Do you know off the top of your head, though, how many days it takes to find out for the test to come back?
There's a backlog in testing facilities in Ontario, and this is being addressed at a provincial level to try and do this, and more testing labs are coming online all the time. And last week we got a big shipment of test kits into the province, which did ease things, but it's generally taking 3 to 4 days.
All right, Dr. Colby, thank you so much for joining us today. Really appreciate it. So out of all of this, once again, what's the big message you'd like to remind the residents of Chatham Kent about?
The main message is, again, self-isolate if you've been out of the country. And even if you haven't, for now, stay home and stay safe. All of the measures that we've advocated in public health, closing of schools and daycares, closing of restaurants and bars and other gathering places, are to keep physical distance between people. We've got to stop this from moving through society, break the infection cycle, flatten the curve so that our health system is not overwhelmed. And we can't do it all. We need everyone's cooperation. And I plead with everyone to please listen to these messages and comply. It's for the safety and health of everyone.
All right, Dr. Colby, thank you so much. And thank you to you and everyone that works in the medical field for all you're doing these days. We can't thank you all enough.
Appreciate that. We're all in this together.
Thank you. Dr. David Colby, Medical Officer of Health for Chatham Kent.